This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Dicars. Active ingredient, S-carvedilol. This leaflet provides important information about using Dicars. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Dicars. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Dicars? Dicars contains the active ingredient carvedilol. Dicars belongs to a group of medicines called beta blockers. These medicines work by relaxing tightened blood vessels and slowing the heart rate. Dicars has the additional effect of being an antioxidant. Dicars is used to treat heart failure, high blood pressure, which is called hypertension, heart failure. Heart failure occurs when the heart can no longer pump blood strongly enough for the body's needs. Often the heart grows in size to try to improve the blood flow, but this can make the heart failure worse. Symptoms of heart failure include shortness of breath and swelling of the feet or legs due to fluid buildup. Dicars reduces the pressure that the heart has to pump against, as well as controlling your heart rate. Over 6 months or more, this will reduce the size of an oversized heart and increase its efficiency. Dicars reduces the chances of you being admitted to hospital and or dying from this condition. Dicars is often used with other medicines to treat heart failure, hypertension. All people have blood pressure. This pressure helps to push blood all around your body. Your blood pressure changes during the day, depending on how busy you are or how you're feeling. You have hypertension, high blood pressure, when your blood pressure stays higher than is needed, even when you are calm and relaxed. Regular blood pressure checks are the only way of knowing that you have hypertension. There are usually no symptoms of hypertension and you may feel fine. If hypertension is not treated, serious health problems such as stroke, heart disease and kidney failure may occur. Dicars helps to lower your blood pressure. Your doctor, however, may have prescribed Dicars for another purpose. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Dicars has been prescribed for you. Dicars is not addictive. What should I know before I use Dicars? Warnings. Do not use Dicars if you are allergic to carvedilol or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are under 18 years of age. You have asthma or other conditions which make you short of breath from time to time. You have a history of allergic problems, including hay fever. Symptoms of an allergy may include rash, itching, watery eyes, or sneezing. You have a history of a very slow heart rate or uneven heart beating. You have certain other heart conditions. You have liver problems, including liver failure. You have very low blood pressure. The package is torn or shows signs of tampering. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed, or if the tablets appear damaged in some way. Do not give Dilatrin to people under 18 years of age. Safety and effectiveness in children have not been established. Check with your doctor if you have other medical conditions, especially angina or chest pain or tightness, which occurs even when you are at rest, also called unstable angina. Low blood pressure. High blood pressure, which varies widely. Very poor circulation to your fingers and or toes, also called peripheral vascular disease. A history of poor kidney function. Chronic bronchitis or emphysema causing breathing difficulties. Diabetes. Sudden low blood sugar levels, also called hypoglycemia. Thyroid disorders. Severe allergic reactions causing swelling and or difficulty breathing. A history of severe anaphylactic reactions, a whole body allergic reaction, as the effect of medicinal product used for treatment might be reduced. A rare cancer of the adrenal gland called pheochromocytoma, which is not being treated with other medicines. Skin disease such as psoriasis, hardened patches of red skin. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not known whether Dicars is harmful to an unborn baby when taken by a pregnant woman. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Dicars during your pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Dicas passes into breast milk. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Dicas if you're breastfeeding. Surgery. Check with your doctor if you plan to have surgery. Your surgeon and anesthetist should know well ahead of the date of your surgery, so they can laugh your condition and medications. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Dicas and affect how it works. These medicines include rifampicin, a medicine used to treat tuberculosis; cimetidine, a medicine used to treat stomach ulcers or reflux; digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure; monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs such as phenylzine and tranexamic, medicines used to treat depression; clonidine, a medicine used to treat high blood pressure, migraine, or menopausal symptoms; diltiazem, a medicine used to treat high blood pressure, or angina; verapamil, a medicine used to treat high blood pressure, angina, or fast heart rate; cyclosporin, or tacrolimus, medicines used to treat certain problems with the immune system; aspirin and other pain relievers, or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines such as ibuprofen, or naproxen, medicines which may relieve asthma, or help you breathe better such as salbutamol and simeterol; fluoxetine, or paroxetine, medicines used to treat depression and other conditions; drugs for when your heart doesn't beat smoothly, including disopyramide, mixiletine, lignocaine, flecainide, and amiodarone; drugs for diabetes, including insulin injections, glibenclamide, metformin, gliclazide, glipizide; other medicines that may help lower your blood pressure. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Dicas. You may need to use different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Dicas. How do I use Dicas? How much to take? Take Dicas exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Your doctor will tell you how many Dicas tablets to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking other medicines. Heart failure. The usual starting dose in heart failure is 3.125 mg twice daily. The dose is usually increased every 2 weeks to 6.25 mg twice daily, 12.5 mg twice daily, and then 25 mg twice daily. However, this may be done more slowly if side effects occur. If the tablets slow your heart too much, you may go back to a lower dose. High blood pressure. Adults, the recommended dose for initiation of therapy is 12.5 mg a day for the first 2 days. Thereafter, the recommended dosage is 25 mg once a day. If necessary, the dosage may be increased every 2 weeks up to the recommended maximum daily dose of 50 mg given once a day, or in divided doses, twice daily. Elderly, the recommended dose for initiation of therapy is 12.5 mg once daily, which has provided satisfactory control in some patients. If the response is inadequate, the dose may be increased every 2 weeks up to the recommended maximum daily dose. Your doctor will monitor you carefully each time the dose is increased. Follow the instructions provided and use Dicas until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Dicas? Dicas should be taken during or immediately after a meal, at about the same time each day. Taking your medicine at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you to remember when to take it. If you take Dicas on an empty stomach, it may increase the risk of some of the side effects. How to take Dicas? Swallow the tablets whole or halved with a glass of water. Do not crush or chew the tablets. How long to take Dicas? Continue taking Dicas until your doctor tells you to stop. Make sure you have enough to last over weekends and holidays. It is very important that Dicas is not ceased suddenly. If you are to stop taking Dicas, your doctor will advise you to reduce the dose slowly over approximately 2 weeks. If you forget to take Dicas, Dicas should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, and it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you use too much DICARS. If you think that you have used too much DICARS, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. The following are some symptoms, which may or may not occur as a result of taking too much DICARS. Low blood pressure, causing dizziness or fainting. A very slow heart rate. Difficulty breathing. Vomiting. Shock. Seizures. What should I know while using DICARS? Things you should do. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather when you are taking DICARS, especially if you sweat a lot. Tell your doctor that you are taking DICARS if you are going to have any laboratory tests. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using DICARS. You should also tell your surgeon and anesthetist if you are having surgery. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Tell your doctor if you feel the tablets are not helping your condition. Be sure to keep all of your appointments with your doctor so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may examine your eyes and test your blood glucose and kidney function from time to time. Call your doctor straight away if you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed or standing up. Get up slowly. Become pregnant while taking DICARS. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. Do not stop taking DICARS or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Do not let yourself run out of medicine over the weekend or on holidays. DICARS should only be stopped by gradually reducing the amount over a 2-week period. Do not give DICARS to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use DICARS to treat other complaints, unless your doctor says to. Do not take any other medicines, whether they require a prescription or not, without first telling your doctor or consulting a pharmacist. Contact lenses. If you wear contact lenses, you may notice a reduction in the amount of tear fluid in your eyes. Drinking grapefruit juice. When taken with grapefruit juice, the amount of DICARS absorbed by your body may be increased. Drinking alcohol. Talk to your doctor about drinking alcohol before taking DICARS. Alcohol can change how the medicine affects your condition. Your doctor may advise you to limit your alcohol intake, driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how DICARS affects you. DICARS may affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery when started or when the dosage is increased. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the blister pack, they may not keep well. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place below 25 degrees Celsius, away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking DICARS, or the tablets have passed their expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any tablets that are left over. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Headache. This is usually mild and happens at the start of your treatment. Tiredness, drowsiness, low blood pressure. The signs include feeling dizzy or lightheaded, especially after you stand up. Faintness, abnormal or blurry vision, slow heart rate, diarrhea, nausea or vomiting, bronchitis, loss of control of blood sugar in diabetics, weight increase, fluid retention. The signs include overall swelling of parts of your body, for example your hands, feet, ankles, and legs. Unusual hair loss or thinning. Dry or irritated eyes. Indigestion. stomach pain or discomfort, unusual weakness, general pain or discomfort, pain in extremities, frequent need to urinate, difficulty or pain when passing urine, depression, hallucination, asthma, excessive sweating. These are the more common side effects of DICARS. Mostly these are mild and will decrease as you get used to your medicine. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Itching, dark urine, loss of appetite, yellowing of skin or eyes, or feeling flu-like with no clear cause, shortness of breath or swelling of the mouth or tongue, irregular heartbeat, slow heartbat, or heartbeat pauses slash stops, especially in older people or people with other heart conditions, swelling of the feet or legs due to fluid buildup, bleeding or bruising more easily than normal, severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals, fever, chills, shortness of breath and a cough which produces yellow-green phlegm and occasionally blood, difficulty breathing or breathlessness which usually worsens on lying down, chest tightness. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What DICARS contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Carvedilol. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Crospovidone. Lactose monohydrate. Magnesium stearate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Opidry to complete film coating system YS2218096 white. Povidone. Potential allergens. This medicine contains lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. This medicine does not contain gluten. What DICARS looks like. DICARS is available in 3 tablet strengths. DICARS 6.25 mg, white, oval-shaped, film-coated tablets, with break line on both sides, imprinted 6.25 on one side. Available in blister pack of 60, OSTAR 1, 2, 4, 0, 7, 9. DICARS 12.5 mg, white, oval-shaped, film-coated tablets, with break line on both sides, imprinted 12.5 on one side. Available in blister pack of 60, OSTAR 1, 2, 4, 0, 8, 1. DICARS 25 mg, white, oval-shaped, film-coated tablets, with break line on both sides, imprinted 25 on one side. Available in blister pack of 60, OSTAR 1, 0, 1, 7, 4, 2. Who distributes DICARS? Alpha Farm Pty Limited trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in September 2023. DICARS is a Viatris company trademark. DICARZ_CMI/SEP23/00.